Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Have you ever thought about why you dream of a certain location? Do the colors and structures hold meaning? How is your subconscious speaking to you? In today's episode, Monica Lever, intuitive dream interpreter, is back, and we talk about what these symbols may mean. We will discuss an actual dream, and she shares tips on how you can use your dreams to access information from your higher self. You will also have a chance to have your dream interpreted on a future episode, so please stay tuned until the end. So let's get started with today's episode. If you enjoy this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Welcome, Monica, to the podcast. I'm so excited to be talking about dreams with you today.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us and coming back for part two on dreams. So,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I was thinking, what I'd like to start off asking you is, why do dreams appear to us the way they do? If we can kind of just start off with that topic.
Sure. Okay. So dreams appear to us the way they do is because, as we talked about in the previous session, you know, we're getting in touch with our inner selves, with our higher selves, with our unconscious. And so dreams appear to us, I like to think of dreams as being like stories. And dreams are so filled with symbolism, and there's so many layers to the symbols that appear to us in dreams. I like to approach it with the who, what, where, when, why, and how framework, kind of like when you're writing the story, right?
Right.
So the setting, it really gives a huge clue as to the meaning of the dream.
Okay.
So what you want to think about is when you hopefully remember your dream and you've written something down about your dream so that you can remember it when you wake up is, so where was it set? Was it inside or outside? Was it, you know, what kind of structure or building are you in or standing outside of? Or are you in the middle of the Great Plains or in a field of flowers, or, you know, it, you have to take account, you have to take into account all of that, the climate, whether it's morning, noon, or night, if you can kind of figure that out in your dream. And because all of that will loan, itself to understanding what it is that you're trying to heal.
Wow, that's a lot of details I wouldn't have thought of. So let's take a common example. What is probably one of the, what is the one of the top examples that you can think of that come forward in a dream for people? And maybe we can take a look at that.
Sure. So oftentimes people will find themselves in or near a building. So I was very recently given a short dream, which I will share with you. From a young man who is definitely entering a new phase in his life. And this young man has had a very difficult upbringing.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get into a ton of detail, but he has basically been in and out of a lot of foster homes.
Okay.
And he is entering adulthood at this point in time. So he's graduated from high school and just getting into becoming an adult. All right. So he had a dream a couple of weeks ago, and this is how he describes his dream. He enters an office building that he describes as being new and modern with a solid structure. He describes the interior of the building as full of junk and trash that goes from floor to ceiling and side to side. He struggles to wade and push his way through to reach a door on the opposite side. When he exits, he notices that the door is flimsy, broken, and won't stay shut. Then he steps outside, which he describes as being sunny and bright. He slams the door shut so it won't open again and finds three normal-looking guys outside. So, when we look at that dream as a story, who, what, where, when, how. So who? He's the main character, right? He is dreaming of an office building. So we would look at an office building as being more of a public structure for one thing. So that could include public opinion and how others might see him. So he might be fretting a little bit about how he appears to others in the world. But also, an office is very significant of the work world, right? So he's entering that work world more seriously. He's held several part-time jobs at like fast food restaurants here and there while he was a teenager. But now that he's entering adulthood legally, I think he's realizing that he's growing up and he's going to have to be a little bit more responsible for himself because the social structures that had been in place for him to support him are fading away over the next couple of years, especially as he legally becomes an adult, all right? So he described the office building as new and modern with a solid structure. So what do you think that might signify for him?
New and modern with a solid structure. So for me, I feel like when I intuit this, and of course, I don't have the background that you have, but when I feel into new and modern, that to me just symbolizes he's starting a new chapter, a new fresh chapter, that it's going to be something new, and it's going to be something different, and it feels like an upgrade to me because when I hear new and modern, I feel of an upgrade. Now, if I felt like it was an older building, that would probably have a different feel to it. That's what I think of when I hear the new and modern, and then this. Did you say solid structure? What was the word you used?
He said it felt solid.
When I hear solid structure, I feel like whatever this new thing is has a really good, foundation to it. It has a really good base. Like it doesn't feel like if like what I'm being shown right now is that if it was the Three Little Pigs story where they talk about the different structures that are built and you think of the one that's built with, I don't know, the sticks or whatever, and it's so easy to blow down. So I feel like because it's a solid structure that means whatever this new and modern thing that's coming in or this new upgraded thing that's coming in is going to, it feels good to me.
Absolutely.
That's how I would intuit it, but
So the phase of life that he's working into feels more solid for him. It's going to be more structured. It's going to offer more support because he'll be more self-reliant. He has to now become more self-reliant. Does that make sense? So that's why he's still on the outside of the building at this point.
And I can imagine what that would feel like having been in and out of foster homes for a few years, and now you're going to be legally an adult at the age of 18, and yet you're still. I think of my kids when they were 18 and still needed a lot of support. So, okay, so let's keep
Yeah,
going with keep
great.
let's we keep moving forward with
Okay.
this.
So he enters the structure, he enters the building, and the interior is filled with junk and trash.
Oh boy. So if there's a lot of clutter that has to be cleared out, there's a lot of feels like he has some. It's like even when he's got the structure for it, even if he's got the foundation for it, there are some details to the steps that need to be cleared up, or perhaps he's got to clean his house basically. He may have some inner work to do. He may need to get some more education and training. He may to get his house into order is just kind of how I'm feeling with that one.
Exactly. So he's struggling to wade through and push through all of this junk and trash that. So again, he's re th so these are symbols of himself. Remember, we talked about that in the last episode. That this is all in fr this is all reflective of what how he sees himself, okay, or how he's feeling of himself. So
Oh,
he's.
that's okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So the trash and junk is the is his interior, how he feels inside. Okay, which is interesting because I always associate the element of water with emotion and spirit. But in here, the trash, when I think of trash, I think of like just, lots of paper and plastic and all of this discardedness. Okay.
Heavy energy
And
feels
he's been, if
heavy.
you think about it, he has been discarded so many times because he's had to move from foster home to foster home from foster, and he's been fired from jobs because he does have an anger management problem. Okay.
Yep.
So that's what he's filled with.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting how that
That
comes up in
is
his dream?
interesting.
So he's
Okay.
struggling, and he's but he's struggling to wade through it. He's wanting to make progress. He's wanting to move forward.
Okay.
He sees a door, and a doorway is extremely symbolic, is it not? Think
Well, when
about. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I think of a door, it's you know, you hear that when one door or when one door closes, another one opens, or whatever that expression is. It's the representation to me. It represents going from one phase to the next, or one step to the next, or it's a way to move forward, or is another option available to through the door. It's a portal, like a portal.
A portal, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. A door is
Okay.
like a portal. It can offer a whole different dimension and way of life if we choose to open it and step through, right?
Right.
So he wants to reach, there's a door on the opposite side of this room that he's entered within this building, okay? So he's waiting to push through to get to the opposite side. But when he gets to that door, that exit door, okay, he notices that the door is really flimsy and broken. It won't stay shut. So he's waded through all the trash and stuff, but it's still not contained. It's still not, the door is not, he's still feeling like he hasn't cleaned up all the muck and the mess that he has waded through.
Okay.
But it's still there, and it's still coming at him from behind, so to speak. Okay.
Okay.
So it's still weighing on him from behind.
Okay.
But then he steps outside, okay, and he describes the outside as sunny and bright.
That just, that self-explanatory, it
right?
feels happy, and the energy feels different. You go from a cluttered situation, cluttered emotions, or whatever that is, to of uplifting, because we think of the sun, it's happy. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. New energy, new opportunities, yeah.
I also think of... I'm sorry, Monica, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
I also think of yellow. For me personally, when I think of the sun and yellow, I think of the solar plexus, which is that energy center that is associated with the bright yellow sun. So
with the willpower and with the willpower.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
So that's the other thing I think of. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great. And I was imagining blue skies too. So, you know, lots of thought, more communication and higher energy is coming to him as well. Or he's realizing that it is within his grasp to step
and
into that.
Sky blue,
ability.
That color
yeah.
is associated with the throat chakra, the area
exactly.
of communication. Okay,
mm-hmm,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned that. All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Okay.
Yeah. So he's able to slam the door shut behind him so it won't open again.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? So it's kind of like he's buried the stuff. He's buried all the trash behind him.
Is that a good thing, though?
Doesn't mean it's gone away. It's just he's kind of shoved it down behind him.
Okay,
right?
So before we go any further, I just want to ask about that. So, and perhaps I'm going a little bit, I'm nitpicking too much on this, but when we close the door on the clutter, does that mean, is it possible that he hasn't addressed it, that he's burying it, that it may come out again?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just
how do you know, sorry, I keep cutting off. How do you know that, and I keep going, how do you know though, how do you know when, so say in that dream, you shut the door and there's this clutter, how would you know that when that's been resolved? Is that in a future dream state, or is there something else along the dream that, how would you know?
You know, he's trying to put it past. He feels like it's behind him. I don't feel intuitively. I just don't. I know it's not been resolved. But he's trying to put it behind him because he's trying to grow up. And he's trying to get past all this weight. You know, he's trying to get past all this junk and this stuff that's been stuffed inside of him.
Well, you've also mentioned in the previous podcast that we're processing our emotions, or processing our subconscious is coming to the surface. So perhaps this is going to, whether he's aware of it or not, it's going to trigger him to do maybe some more he might be guided to do some inner work. He might be guided to take a class. He might be guided to pick up a book. And that's where that connection with our inner wisdom comes in, because our dreams are bringing it to the forefront. Perhaps, and the fact that he had you take a look at this dream means that he understands there's meaning behind it. So yes, perhaps this piece is going to consciously or unconsciously guide him on in a direction to do some more of that inner work, possibly. Right.
That's okay. No, you're spot on. That's exactly okay. True.
I hope so.
Starting to become aware of, he's maturing to the point, and in psychology and in physiology, our brains are not fully developed until we're 25 or 26 years old in reality.
Yes.
So he's approaching that, right? He's still in development, of course, but he's maturing and he's starting to understand, what have I been burying inside? And you know, what he's been through, I can't even imagine. I'm sure it's been frightening, but he's able to glimpse it. He's able to understand that he has that, all that garbage inside of him, and he wants to wade through it, right? So the potential is there for him to do so, right? Absolutely. But then he sees three normal-looking guys on the outside.
Now, I know the number three is significant in you, because you have shared that with me when you've done dream interpretations for me. And normal, you said guys as in men?
Yeah.
Three normal guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I know the number three is significant. I always think of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. That's symbolic. The number three is a master number, I believe.
Yes.
And then the three normal looking guys. I'm not sure what the normal looking guys would mean
okay.
in that situation.
So three is body, mind, and spirit, but it also signifies resolution.
Okay.
Because oftentimes in dreams, and you and I have talked about this before too, the number two is all numbers are significant in dreams, right? And
yes.
Whether they appear in a pair of whatever, okay, pair of flowers, a pair of shoes, a pair of whatever, it's representing duality,
okay.
Light and dark, male and female, opposites, okay. But then when you come to the number three, it represents that resolution to duality and conflict. So remember, he's not dreaming of three other guys. He's dreaming of three. He's dreaming of the male energy that is within him. It's
oh,
him
that's
that
right.
he's dreaming
that's
of.
Right.
Three aspects of himself. Three
that's
male
right.
aspects of himself. So he's coming to realize, you know, and when you think of masculinity, you think of strength, power, leadership, you know, what the archetype, and here's another word that we didn't talk about last time, archetypes, which is the symbology that we tap into. That's part of that universal language, right?
Right.
So the males represent the typical male energy, that when you think of a male, you know, there's so much, you know, it could represent conflict, could represent war, could represent dominance, it could represent, so depending on how, you know, how he feels about these three, and we didn't get a chance to ask him that when you brought this dream forward, but it would be that male aspects of himself that he's meeting, that he's acknowledging, that he is ready to work with.
Could it also, how would it be represented if it was three different stages of his life up till where he's at, such as, you know, infant, young adult, adult? I mean, how would that be represented? Is that where you would need more information from him for how he felt?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If you saw these three guys and they were all different ages, now he doesn't give us that detail or that, but that's okay. An excellent question. You would want to pay attention to that, because that would give you the clue as to what aspect of himself is he indeed dreaming of.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, and he wants to be normal. You know, he's been thrown around these foster homes and he hasn't had a normal life, right? And up mm-hmm. until now, necessarily. So he's wanting to be part of normal society. He wants to resolve the conflicts and the trash and the discardedness in his life. So for such a short dream, it's hugely significant, isn't it?
Well, you have color, you have numbers, you have the different aspects of himself represented by the three normal looking guys. You have the
The
structure, you
setting.
have the yep, the setting, the wow, just for a short little snippet. And I'd be curious to know if the three guys could also be representing past, present, future in the
Absolutely.
timeline too. I mean, that would be really interesting to
Yeah.
wow. Well,
Yeah.
it'll be really interesting to see if he has variations of this dream moving forward. I know for myself
Absolutely.
personally, I've had themes that have been revisited, but slightly different settings, slightly different. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, oh, and
Wow.
you bring up a good topic because we often do dream in themes, depending on how, where we are in the resolution of conflict that we're dealing with in our lives, right?
100%.
Right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. So yeah, there's just so much to dreams. That's why they're so fascinating. There's so much to analyze and look at and consider, and you did a great job with this dream yourself, Lisa.
Well, thank you. I just kind of, well, and I really like that you asked me to do this because it just makes me stop and think about a little bit about what it means. And I just kind of intuited it. And you've also shared things with me in the past, so I've got a little bit of heads up on what some of these things may represent. But that just shows where if we take the time to, well, you last time we talked, you mentioned journaling was really helpful. So you want to just talk a little bit about the journaling process for people in case they missed the first podcast. And if you haven't listened to the first podcast, Monica and I deep dive into some really cool things. So that was recorded just a few weeks ago if you want to check that out. So
Great. Yeah.
journaling.
Once again, journaling is huge because you can see the progress of how you do resolve the conflicts that your dreams bring up, right? And your own growth and your own awareness. So, journaling is therapy in and of itself. And even if it's just a little snippet, you don't have to write pages. I know Julia Cameron and her The Artist's Way is a huge movement and a very healthy movement in my mind, and a wonderful practice to take part in. But if you're not a natural writer, even if you just write down, it's so funny because I was watching something the other day. It was a historical piece, and they talked about how back in the day, everyone kept a diary. And it was especially popular in the French culture, from what I understand, in the French European culture in the 17 and 1800s, up until the 19 through the 1900s. And that's why we know so much about some of these people, like Carl Jung. One of my, you know, I just he's such a fascinating man, and he just was so deep, and so advanced, I feel like. And he's the man who brought about, our awareness around dreams and how important they are and how much of a part of ourselves dreams are. Because he was so good at writing about, daily thoughts and experiences. And then, of course, he also wrote down his own dreams and how they related to others in his immediate life and so forth. So it's crazy. Dreams are crazy.
Well, in our subconscious, we touched on this a little bit the last time, but the subconscious is really driving the train. And
Absolutely.
if we could be trying to manifest, or we could be setting goals, and we could be saying affirmations, but if our subconscious, if we have some things in the subconscious that hasn't been addressed with or dealt with, or perhaps generational trauma that has been passed down the line, our dreams are a great opportunity for us to explore what's going on behind the scenes, things that we need to
Yeah.
express. And I know the other day I shared a dream with you that I woke up, and I'm not going to go on that dream, but I woke up and it was very upsetting. It was a very upsetting dream. It was so full of emotion. And I took the time to journal, which I a lot of times don't write down my dreams. And I did literally have 3 pages of writing and got some clarity after speaking with you and also going on a walk. It was just, it really affected my day, like really affected how I was feeling. But I also realized after speaking with you that there was tremendous growth that my dream was sharing with me, which was fabulous. So our subconscious mind, we can get in touch with that in our dreams. It's like our higher self is trying to communicate with us what's going on below the surface, because our higher self knows that we want to improve. If you're listening to this podcast, you are one of those people who's trying to be a part of the solution. You're looking for more. You're searching for more. You want to connect more with your intuition. And I feel like the dreams are a great way of connecting with our intuition, because it's sharing with us what kind of things we're working on and mm-hmm. perhaps where we've grown. And I'm just fascinated, Monica, every time we talk about some of these dreams, what I learned from them. So yeah, that's really,
it's crazy. They lead us into a direction to help us evolve and grow. And before I forget, I do want to suggest to our dear listeners and watchers that you can easily, you know, before you go to bed at night, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be this huge ritual, but you can just say, you know what? And when you talk to yourself, just say, you know what? I would love to be able to know more about fill in the blank, whatever it is that you're concerned about or wanting to know more about, or, and then just let your, you know, just let that go. It's like manifesting, you know, you want to think of it and you want to put the intention out there and then allow it to come to you, and it will. It will.
Oh, I love that idea, Monica. I just worked with a client the day before yesterday who was asking me about how to connect more fully with her intuition. Mm-hmm. And we talked about some different things, and that is another great tool that she could use. Absolutely. I'm going to use that. That's a great tip. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I mean, some fun things that you can do too, to help some of your dreaming, is to, you know, have a wonderful cup of tea, chamomile, perhaps, before you go to bed. There's some other herbs that can really induce some dreams. I don't advocate, what am I trying to say? Drug usage?
Well, I was just thinking about the tea. If I'm one of those people that stops drinking fluids at a certain time of night because I want to sleep through the night. But here's the thing, when you wake up and have to go use the bathroom and then you go back to bed, I find that I remember my dreams
better. Oftentimes that's when you can have some pretty exciting dreams. So waking up in the middle of the night's not always a bad thing, right? I agree. So, there's fun things. Like, I know mugwort is especially associated with dreams and dreaming. And I sometimes put a little sachet of mugwort under my pillow when I go to bed at night.
Oh,
or some lavender.
Mugwort, spell that, please.
Mugwort, mugwort.
Oh, I've not used that
before. It's an herb associated with dreaming, especially. So it helps you tap into that subconscious part of yourself.
So you said you put that under your pillow instead of lavender?
Yeah, or with lavender. Lavender is very comforting and soothing and protective. So, or you can use crystals too. You can use rose quartz, amethyst. There's some other crystals that you can use too, if you want to, you know, get your dreams revved up, get more in touch with your dreams. So there's some fun things that you can do to bring those. Write a little note and put it on, you know, I would like to have the answer to this. So instead of maybe just thinking about the intention, maybe you can just write it out on a little, piece of note paper and put that under your pillow, because then you've set that intention in your mind to have your higher self and that subconscious come forth into your waking self, into your conscious. Oh,
great idea. I've done the, where I wanted to release things and I write them on paper and I burn them or submerge them in water. There's a lot of power because that's your intention and everything's all energy. And I've never thought about putting that underneath my pillow I'm going to do that. Wow. Another great tip. Thanks, Monica.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're just full of great tips today.
Thanks. That's right. So dreaming it's amazing. Dreams are just amazing because they are a part of ourself, right?
They really are.
Self that we don't always take the time to listen to.
So I was just wondering, we've talked a little bit about this. If we opened up if we sent out a invitation for people to email us a little snippet of their dream and we could randomly pick somebody's dream to interpret for the next time we get together and record a podcast, is that something that you would be
fun
Open.
Let's do
Okay,
it.
so what are the parameters around submitting a dream? So I'll share how to who to submit that dream to,
Okay.
but what should we be aware of for those who are interested?
Okay, so we would need to keep it short and sweet because lengthy dreams we just don't have enough time for, unfortunately. But if you have a snippet or a scene from a dream or a very short dream that you can share with us, we'd love to draw at random because I have a feeling we're going to get hopefully a few. As much information as you possibly can, as much detail as you can possibly provide in your dream. So again, think of who, what, where, when, why. Okay. The why is what we figure out as we go through and interpret the dream. So don't worry so much about that. But you want to pay attention to describing the scene of the dream. And, as much detail as you can, colors, numbers of symbols, types of symbols, just everything that you see, like in a picture, like in a photo. It's like taking a photo of a scene. Describe the scene to us. And then how you felt is helpful.
Okay. Great. But
And
short and
then
sweet. We're not looking
it's
for a
got to be
three-page letter because then we won't
exactly,
pick that. We will not pick that. Well, and I was thinking it could be fun for whoever we do choose. I could tune into that person. So if you do submit a sample dream, then understanding that you are also giving me permission to tune into you and see if there's any intuitive information I can share with you as far as any energy blocks or anywhere source would like you to tune into, and we could kind of do a little I'm not going to do a healing, but I'll just bring to your attention any information that I'm picking up from source once we've had a chance to take a look at that dream. How do you feel about that, Monica? Does that sound
That'd be
okay to you?
awesome. Oh, heck yeah.
Awesome. I love
an
that. I think
opportunity.
this would be a lot of fun. So I'm going to put the information in the show notes, whether you're listening on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. But I will just share here that you will be emailing that dream to Laura, that's LAURA, at lisahsnyder.com. That's LISAHSN. YDER.com. And a lot of people sometimes make mistakes and they switch the Y and the N around. But you want to send that to Laura at lisahsnyder.com and she will field those for us.
Cool.
And then we will randomly pick somebody for the next podcast and we will tune into you. Understanding again, you'll have an opportunity for me to tune into you energetically. And I think this is going to be so much fun. Monica, any last words you want to share before we end this broadcast? You gave some great tips. I'm excited to try these tips, though.
Yeah, thanks. They're so, oh gosh, some parting words. Pay attention to what you're thinking of before you go to sleep and see if you can start finding and seeing some correlations between what might have happened during the day and what you're dreaming about at night, because that's just going to help your practice and raising your awareness to make those connections between unconscious and consciousness.
Oh,
So,
love
and then
that.
I wish everybody sweet dreams.
I love that. And again, thank you everybody for joining this podcast today. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And until next time, so much love and so much blessings. Bye-bye.